Hello again and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm Pastor Kylie Oaks Gatewood with my cousin Jared.
Hello.
And we are, I can't believe it's Thursday already. I'm telling you, these broadcasts have been going so quickly, but I believe we've covered a lot in just a short amount of time. If you missed any, I just wanted to remind you that you can go to billybrim.org and catch up. We've been talking about soul control. You know, something we all have to deal with. It's not just a one-man deal, and you don't have to feel bad if you had something like this that you've been dealing with. But we've been talking about renewing your mind. We've been talking about how the Lord promised us perfect peace. Mm-hmm. And if you missed that, I again encourage you to go listen back on billybrim.org. Today, we're going to camp out in it would be awesome if I would have turned to the right scripture, John chapter 14 in verse 1. And it says in the King James, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, also believe in me." Now that sounds so beautiful. But in the Amplified, it is quite interesting. It says, "Do not," and that is in capital letters, all caps, "do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, agitated. You believe in, adhere to, trust in, rely on me, believe in, adhere to, and entrust in, and believe on God."
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was kind of interesting. Don't let. Well, if I let you pull my hair, Jared, whose fault would that be that you pulled my hair?
You.
Me. Why? Because I let it happen. Right. Well, this means that we have the opportunity here
to allow it. Right, correct.
What is a heart being troubled? Okay. Well, I'm going to go into it in the Greek here in a minute, but fear, worry,
yeah,
stress,
which can manifest in a thousand
different ways. I'm telling you, like, you know, I saw a study the other day that some cancers, they're tracing back to people being afraid, or some cancers are tracing back to people having unforgiveness in their life. Mm-hmm. And what does that all stem from? It stems from the soul. It stems right from your mind, your will, and emotions. That word, let, which we would just think means to allow, right? In the Greek, it means to stir or to boil.
To work up. Kinda,
to work to, it up.
Kinda
work it up.
Agitate it.
That's good. And it's so interesting. He's like, don't even let it stir up.
Don't give imagination to it. Kind of.
Right. Because in Isaiah chapter where we were yesterday, 26,
he said,
your imagination needs to be stayed on me.
So he said, yeah.
So this is the opposite.
Yeah, right.
So the opposite is don't stir it up.
Yeah.
Don't let your heart or your mind is talking about here, your thoughts, your feelings, stir up trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the Amplified, that word trouble says distress and agitation. How many times have we had the opportunity to stir up distress and agitation? You know, I've been married a few months now. And I have the greatest husband in the world. He's so great. But I've seen over the course of my life, I was 32 before I got married. And I had been around the world with my grandmother. And I've seen, you know, married couples deal with some of the same things. Like, let's just talk about socks on the ground, okay? Now, I've seen naggy women allow something as benign as socks on the ground, stir them up into a tizzy, and make it and turn it into something completely opposite. If you loved me, you would pick up these socks. And it's, what are they doing? They're stirring up something that was really just, you know, just.
It makes like a tornado effect.
It's just, right. It's really just nothing. It's just socks on the ground. The socks don't move.
Yeah.
They don't talk. You can't really trip on them unless, you know, you're really trying. It's just socks on the ground. But the devil will make you think and go off on a certain thing. So Jesus, this is words in red. He said, do not stir up trouble in your hearts, in your thoughts and your feelings. What is the cure for that? And he gives you the cure. You, believe in me. Adhere to me. Trust in me. And rely on me. Well, Kylie and Jared, that's easier said than done. You know, you're Billy Broom's grandkids, blah, 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 blah. It's easy. Right. No, it's a process for everyone.
Right.
We can't allow our hearts to be troubled. What were you saying, Jared, in the break yesterday about working that up? And sometimes people say that it comes from generations. I worked up myself that I had an anger problem because my dad said he had an anger problem.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean exactly? I'm trying to like.
Well, we were talking about don't. It comes down to a generational thing. So they accept it as truth.
Well, yeah, like I know someone where, well, it's not even like so much as accepted, where it's almost they're raised in it, so then they'll reflect how they're raised.
Right.
So like I know some, like if I'm a situation where, you know, my dad worried all the time, or he expressed that worry by just kind of worrying, not even looking bad. Like some people would result in drugs or even just anger, but his just worry like all the time.
Right.
Sometimes people get introvert with it.
Yeah, they do.
So it doesn't even look bad. However, that can be passed on to the kid, mm-hmm. the next person. I was telling you that I know a family that have had a lot of issues. They're getting cancer attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, if they were to go up and ask for prayer about cancer, it wasn't necessarily they just got attacked with cancer. It wasn't the devil said, here's cancer. The enemy first was like, here, worry.
Right.
Here's something to worry about. People don't realize that.
Right.
A lot of things are stemmed. That's why it's talked so much about peace of your soul, of wholeness in your soul. Why? Because sickness and hurt and disease.
It's the
root. Exactly, Kylie.
It's the root.
Exactly.
And we're here to tell you, Jared, he doesn't share his testimony as much, but we both have had opportunities to tell you right now. We sit at this table from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we are here to tell you, if we can get from the place where we were to the place where we are now, so can you. You are not too far gone. You are not too good of a worrier to give it up now.
Right. Hey, if you know the Father, he's not going to call us to do something if he's not going to equip us.
It's true.
And that's what the Jews say. For every new appointment, there's a new anointment. Well, you can take that principle and say when the Father says to do something, Andrew Murray talks about all the time, it doesn't mean good luck.
All right.
God's a good
here's
guy.
Your,
you're going to be
here's
equipped.
Your sack lunch.
Here, Adam, guard the garden. But, you know, you're going to have to figure out how you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yes. No, he gave him all the tools. So when he just applied it, it came out.
It came out.
Feelings, no feelings.
So what are our tools that we've been learning? We learned, number one, you have to speak. You
exactly.
have to open your mouth and you have to speak.
Yeah.
And
well, you're saying you can't fight thoughts with thoughts.
You can't
That's
fight
really
thoughts
good.
With thoughts. You have to fight thoughts with words. Number two, specifically, I believe you have to fight thoughts with the word of God.
Right, exactly.
With the word itself. Because your words are great, but these words are God breathed.
Life.
They're life in them.
Power.
If I blew up, my Uncle Chip says this all the time, but I like it. Talking about God breathed this
yeah.
word. If I blew up a balloon and then tested the DNA on the inside of that balloon, my DNA would be in that air, in that went into that balloon. That's what the word of God is. And if you're fighting something, if you find a scripture on it, I guarantee that there is a scripture on it. And for me, and the anger problem that I had and the hatred that I had that would stir up, and psychosomatically, what's that mean? That's just a big word for saying that thoughts created something physical in your body.
There you go.
So, you know, people that have worked themselves up into panic attacks. Where did that come from? A lot of panic attacks stem from the mind, will, yeah. and emotions, and then physiologically take hold of their bodies and turn out into something else. For me, let not your heart be troubled. It's a commandment. He said, neither let it be afraid. Fear. What's fear, ladies and gentlemen? Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear is faith that the devil will do something. It's faith in the devil versus faith in God. And if you're dealing with fear today, a phobia of any kind, I don't care if it's claustrophobia, I don't care if it's arachnophobia, I don't care what it is. That is having a fear in that thing bigger than your faith in God. And what do you need to do? Just build that up. He loves you so much. He loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you. He sent his son to die for you. He shed his blood for you. And that blood is protection. If you don't have the book, The Blood and the Glory by our grandmother, you need to get that. It's about protection. It's about what the blood of Jesus brought to you. And there is no reason why you have to fight fear, not one more day in your life. It is not your fear. It is not your worry. It is not yours. It is a lie from the pit of hell.
And you know what I see, Kylie, is the thing about the enemy that Mimi says, and it's is the devil drives.
He drives.
The Father leads. Just because this worry and this whatever is driving you, doesn't mean it's controlling you. Doesn't mean that's who you are.
That doesn't. It doesn't define. But when you
feel
it,
when you feel that drive, it makes you feel like that's who you are. But the Father's leading you.
Right.
He leads you with the Word, and He's taking us out, but He'll lead your soul out of it. So don't let that frustrate that driving and whatever.
That's good.
Don't let that be a gauge on if you can do it or not.
It's true, because you can do it. You can do it. I don't care if you're addicted to something. That addiction cannot hold you stronger than what the Holy Ghost and the Word of God has freed you.
Yeah.
He set you free 2,000 years ago. He brought all the tools, like Jerry was saying. He wouldn't tell you just be free and just say, well, you know, let's patty cake about it later and hopefully you get free. No, he gave you the tools. He gave you the Word of God. And when we were talking about the first 2 days, Isaiah chapter 26, he said, I will keep you in perfect wholeness, perfect peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, whose mind is stayed on me. And then he says in the next verse that he is our strength. He's the one that's going to give you the strength to get out of this situation.
Right.
And just say this with me once again. I know we're saying a lot this week, but this is how I did it. This is how the Holy Ghost revealed it to me. I would have to say out loud, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind.
I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind.
I only think thoughts of life.
I only think thoughts of life.
I never ever think thoughts of death.
I never think thoughts of death.
I resist you, devil.
I resist you,
devil. And you must flee from me.
You must flee from me.
Now you say that with me today, and you keep saying it. You may not even totally believe it, but say right now, wherever you are, I'm a believer. Yeah. I'm a believer. Even the devil lies to you and tells you you're not a believer. Yeah. Well, I don't even know if that works. That's what he might say.
Yeah.
But I just turn it on him and I just say the opposite. I am a believer. I'm not a doubter. Right. Everything that he tells me in the Word of God, I know is true. And if you want some more information on these things, we have an amazing offer for you this week. It's the book by Doug Jones called Mastering the Silence, Strategies for Winning the Battles of the Mind. It's available for $5 plus shipping and handling. All you have to do is call 1-800-972-3447 or go on billybrim.org. Again, that's 1-800-972-3447. For Jared and I, we say we love you. God bless you.
See you guys.